Welcome to Redwood Community Radio's special series celebrating Women's History Month. Throughout history, women have led, innovated, and broken barriers in every field, often against the odds. Let's dive into their stories and celebrate their achievements.
Mary Golda Ross was the first American Indian woman aerospace engineer and the first female engineer to work for Lockheed Aircraft Company. Born in 1908 in Park Hill, Oklahoma, she was sent to live with her grandparents who lived in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, for education in the Cherokee Nation's best primary and secondary schools. At age 16, she enrolled in Northeastern State Teachers at Tahlequah, where she earned a degree in mathematics, followed by a master's degree in astronomy and mathematics at Colorado State Teachers College. Mary Golda Ross started her career teaching science and mathematics in rural Oklahoma schools. After taking the civil service examination in 1936, she worked as a statistician for the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Washington, D.C. In 1941, her father advised her to move to California to seek work. Lockheed Aircraft Company hired her as a mathematician in 1942. While studying the effects of pressure on the Lockheed P-38 Lightning, Ross solved design issues with the aircraft. Lockheed retained her after World War II, which was unusual because women were expected to return home so that service members could be gainfully employed. Circa 1944, Lockheed sent Ross to the University of California at Los Angeles to attain a certification in engineering. At UCLA, she studied mathematics for modern engineering, aeronomics, and missile and celestial mechanics. That education prepared her to work on Lockheed's advanced development program at the Secret Skunk Works and on the Agena rocket project. Both programs involved design concepts for Earth-orbiting flights and interplanetary missions to Venus and Mars. By the 1960s, she worked as a senior advanced systems staff engineer occupied with the Polaris reentry vehicle and the Poseidon and Trident missiles. She played an important role in authorizing the NASA Planetary Flight Handbook.
These women's stories remind us that courage, resilience, and vision can transform the world. Keep celebrating, keep learning, and keep lifting each other up because history is still being written.